Turning in your King James Bible this morning, Jeremiah chapter 6. One of the major prophets. Let's all stand as we read just a few verses in honor of the Word of God. To honor God and His Word, He's worthy. There's no doubt about it. Verse 15 and 16, let's all say it in unison together. Verse 15, ready? Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Israel's in a mess. The people of Israel's in a mess. America's in a mess. Americans are in a mess. Applies to us this morning. Walk in the old paths. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that uses your word. May we completely get everything else out of our mind. All of our worries, all of our thoughts, all of our responsibilities. For the important thing is for us to lay our hearts open before you. Do your wonderful work, Lord, in feeding us the Word of God this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The people of Israel, stubborn. Stiff-necked, won't listen, won't obey. Time and time again, God has to bring something bad. He used plagues a lot. We're going through plagues. Huh? COVID-19, all this. That's not from China in a lab. That's from God. There is all kinds of things that God is trying to get our attention. Satan tries to get our attention too. Don't let him. Get your mind on God. And he tells you right there in verse 15, they were supposed to be at least ashamed of the sins that they were living in. No, they could not be ashamed, it says in verse 15. They couldn't even blush about the things that they were doing. And he said, therefore they will fall. What's the answer? Verse 16. Stand ye in the ways and see. And ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. I don't know about you, but I like good times. I like good ways. One rich guy, he said, I've been rich and I've been poor. I like rich better. Well, I've been blessed. And there's been times that I wasn't blessed. I like being blessed better. God wants to bless us. He won't and he can't, because he's a just God. When we rebel, when we do not follow him. And he talks about ways and stand in the way. And he talks about paths, the way that you're going to go. There's two major ways that you will go. Can go. Jesus talks about it in Matthew chapter 7, does he not? And in verse 13, he says there's going to be a broad way that leads to destruction. And many go that way. But he says there's also a narrow way, because straight is the gate. And a few will be that find it. Wonder why we born-again Christians are in the minority. Because Jesus Christ prophesied that. That's why. People of God, right through the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, all has been in the minority. It doesn't matter what this world does. It can change all at once. It can go down to the depths of hell. But if you have the truth, if you have Jesus Christ in your life, if there's been a time in your life where you realized what a sinner you were, and you realized that you couldn't get into heaven that way, you'd have to go to hell. And you realize that Jesus paid it all on that cross for you. And all you had to do was ask. All you had to do was repent. Change your mind. You couldn't lift a finger to get saved. You just had to trust, like Marlene went ahead and sung. Trust Jesus Christ to save you from hell, to give you eternal life. If you haven't had that day in your life, don't kid yourself. Get saved today. Don't leave this house of God without getting saved. You'll be eternally sorry. What we're seeing right here is people that are bold in their sin. They're not ashamed of what they're doing. What do we got? We got in this culture, we've got the homosexual thing going on, always has. There's sodomites back here in the Old Testament. They've always been around there. They didn't have a bunch of letters to identify themselves and flags and everything. But they've been around. There's always ungodly people. There's always people that are against God, against any kind of truth. They just want to do their sexual pleasures. They live for that. That's all that's about. And then you got the ones that can't even tell whether they're men or women. You know, every day it kind of changes, and you better use the right pronoun too. And we got all of that foolishness going on around us. There's still only one way that leads to eternal life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There isn't a bunch of ways. There isn't a bunch of religions. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus. Keep your place here and go to Proverbs 14, please. The book of Proverbs, chapter 14. I hope you're going to be busy learning the books of the Bible by rote. You're a Christian, you should know God's book. Proverbs chapter 14. Verse 12, I call your attention. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There are ways, but there's only one right way. Jesus is so narrow-minded. Only by him. You got a cell phone and you want to call somebody. What do you got? 10 digits you got to punch in? Is that right? I think that it is. And you only punch in the numbers you want, but you want to get a hold of that person. So you just punch a bunch of numbers in there. What? A narrow-minded cell phone? They want the right numbers, every one of them, all 10, or you're not getting there. Foolishness of people. Yes, there is only one way. When God gives His only Son to bleed on that cross for you, you're not going to curse Him and get away with it. You're not going to trample underfoot the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and get away with it. There is only one way, and one way to get blessed. One way to be a child of God. Right there in Proverbs, go to the next chapter, chapter 16. Turn your page. You're probably on 16, verse 25. Does that verse look familiar to you? It's what you just read in 14:12. Repetition. Important. He's talking about paths. He's talking about ways. Look at chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12. In verse 15 it says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." What am I doing when I'm preaching to you? I'm trying to give you wise counsel. I'm not lying to you. But there are preachers that will lie to you. And guess what? If you don't take your Bible to church and check up on the preacher, he can be telling you things that are not in this book. Amen. So we're a Bible-believing church. We're going to check up on this preacher. Make sure he's preaching the Word of God. Amen. It's the way to go, because all men lie. All men. Check up. Look at chapter 14, Proverbs 14. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9, it says, "Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor." People that mock at sin, they are a fool. They're not wise at all. But the righteous, those that are doing the right thing, going the right way, down the right path, there is favor. Praise God with that. Go back to Jeremiah now. Go to chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18. You're a Bible believer, get to know your Bible. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 15. It says, "Because my people hath forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate, and a perpetual hissing. Every one that passeth by thereby shall be astonished and wag his head." You know what the countries are doing around in the world right now? They're looking at America and the president of America, and they're laughing at us. What a fool we have in charge. And what foolish people to elect him and put him in. Wow. It says right there, they just wag their head. Can't believe it. I'll never get over that. I'll guarantee you that. What a terrible thing. Go to Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17. You know, it says in the book of Psalms, God is angry with the wicked every day. Amen. Nothing's getting by God. He sees what's going on. He hears. He watches. There's going to be a reckoning. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? See, everything comes from the heart. That's what Jesus said. Whatever comes out of your mouth comes from the heart. Right there in chapter 17, look at verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Amen. When we get walking down this path, we got a new progressive path. That's what they call the progressives. That's what they call the liberals over there. We got a new way. We got a new Bible. Well, we got new religions. And we got everything new. Except you're on the wrong road. You're on the wrong path. And you see it over and over again. And it's completely engulfed us. And it'll do the same thing to you personally within your life too. Trust in the Lord. Do not rebel against Him. You'll be sorry if you do. It's a godly warning for a preacher that loves you, doesn't want to see harm come to you, your children, your house, your finances, anything. Want you to be blessed by God. You can't do it if you're going to not walk in the old paths. You want the new paths. 64 million adults in the USA are still illiterate. U.S. adults, 23 million of them have serious reading problems, and the same number lack the illiteracy necessary to function adequately in society. Suicide is second only to accidents as the leading cause of death for Americans aged 15 to 24. More than 700 Japanese children, some only in kindergarten, committed suicide last year. Everything's okay. We don't have to go to church. We don't have to fear God. We don't have to listen to that preacher. We don't have to go to a Bible preaching church. And so everything's fine. I'm okay. You sure are. I don't like politics. I don't like politicians. They'll say anything to get your vote. They'll lie to you straight and looking in the eye. Terrible people, most of them. Let us note also the difference between preachers and politicians. Preachers and politicians, to be successful, must be separated by an impossible gulf. Politicians must be sensitive to the wishes of the people. Preachers must obey God rather than men. The politician must look to men for approval, and therefore must keep his ear to the ground and be sensitive to the attitudes and opinions of the populace. The preacher of God's word needs to listen only to the Spirit of God. The true prophet of God must not walk in fear of man's wrath and dare not walk in hope of man's favor. When the world hates you, You know you're doing something right for God. We'll see more persecution. You haven't seen anything yet. What was it like, first century Christian, first church? You talk about persecution. Those first Christians lost everything, including their life. Their children killed right in front of them. All kinds of gory stuff. Just read your Bible. That's true history. You follow Jesus Christ, it's not going to be all cherries and roses. There's going to be a lot of pits in that bowl. Amen. And Jesus made it known when he preached about following him. He said your family will even turn against him. Anyone that doesn't hate his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He's not talking about hate in the same sense that we know hate. He's talking about comparison. The love you should have for Jesus Christ compared to the love you have for others shouldn't even be in the same subject. How much do you love Jesus? You're on the right path. If you're on the wrong path, ask for the old path. Preacher, what's the right way to live? What path should I be on? What's on those old paths? He said that's the answer there in Jeremiah 6 we read. Ask for the old paths. Amen, amen. Go to Psalm 25, please. Psalm chapter 25. Let me see, Tim, would you read verse 4? Phyllis, would you read verse 5? Let me see, James. You got two Jameses here. You read verse 6, the other James read verse 7. You can fight it out which one's going to do that. Okay, Tim, Psalm 25:4.
Show me thy way, Lord. Teach me thy path.
Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever old, ever, never old.
Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord.
Amen. I'm so glad when you come to Jesus Christ and you ask forgiveness about your sins. They are separated from you as far as the east is from the west, brother. They're buried in the deepest sea, the Bible says. Amen. When I die, stand before the Lord. I'll say, Lord, I know you remember that sin I did way back there, and I even know the date. And the Lord will say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember any sin like that. He doesn't remember our sins anymore. They're forgiven and forgotten. Don't live in the past. Don't let past mistakes and things in your life drag you down. Get up and go forward.
Amen.
Everybody falls in life one time or another, in one way or another, in one subject or another. That's common to man. You know what's common to a Christian? That when you do fall, you get back up.
Amen.
And you keep going for the Lord Jesus. He gives you freedom. He gives you peace. He gives you contentment. If you walk in the old paths, if you ask for the old paths, that's the answer. You don't need anything new. You need the old. It's been true and tried. Go to Proverbs chapter 2, please. Proverbs chapter 2. It's crazy what they do. Those that are without Christ. Well, we've got to spend trillions of dollars to make a bunch of rockets and shoot ourselves up into space and put a space station up there and go to Mars and spend trillions of dollars when people on Earth are starving to death, that are breaking the law, they're doing everything bad down there. The money needs to be down here, not up there. God made the earth for man. The heavens are God's abode. You remember that scripture, Marlene, what it is? It slips my mind, but it's there. Proverbs chapter 2, look at verse 13. Who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. They love that. They lead the good paths. They lead the old paths. That's what Jeremiah 6 said that we read at first. Those old paths are the good paths. I've had good and I've had bad. And I like good better. Get back to what God said. Dr. J. Wilbur Chapman, a great preacher of the past, said this: the rule that governs my life is this. Anything that dims my vision of Christ, or takes away my taste for Bible study, or cramps my prayer life, or makes Christian work difficult, is wrong for me. And I must, as a Christian, turn away from it. This simple rule may help you find a safe road for your feet along life's pathway. Wise words. You need to have some standards in your own life. You need to have some convictions about things and stand upon them. Go to Isaiah chapter 30, please. Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah 30 and verse 9, I call your attention. He's talking about Israel again. He says that this is a rebellious people, lying children. Children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, because the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression, and perverseness, and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swallowing out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. They don't want to hear the truth. That's why there's a hell. They don't want to hear it. They want the prophets to get out of that old path. Get out of the old paths. Come on, get all new and everything. Get your paraded around in robes and back collars and all kinds of stuff. No thanks, I'll just stick with the old paths, thank you. That's where God wants us. We're to ask for that. We're to desire that. Even Christians don't want holiness. Wow. That's what you've been reading. Consider this. Clergymen. They like to call us clergy. 10,000 clergymen of various denominations were surveyed with these questions. Do you believe in Christ's physical resurrection as a fact? You know what percentage said no to that? 51% of Methodists said no. 49% of United Presbyterians said no. They don't believe it's a fact. 44% of the Episcopalians said no. 33% of the American Baptist Convention said no. 13% of the American Lutherans said no. The basic fundamentals of the Bible, of Christianity, they don't believe it. They don't believe the Bible literally. Another question, do you believe in the virgin birth of Jesus? Guess what percentage said no? 60% of Methodists said no. 40% of United Presbyterians. 44% of Episcopalians. 35% of American Baptists. And 19% of American Lutherans. They don't believe in the virgin birth. They don't believe in Christmas. They don't believe that a virgin brought forth a baby that they call Jesus. This is Christianity today, folks. They ask another question. Do you believe that the scriptures are inspired and in the inerrant word of God? Guess how many said no? 95% of Episcopalians, 87% of United Methodists, 82% of American Baptists, 77% of American Lutherans. Titus 1:16. The living God, they don't believe in the words of God. They don't take anything literally. They have no Christianity. They have no salvation. If Jesus was not born differently than every other man, if he wasn't born of God, if he wasn't the Son of God, no one can get you to heaven. Everyone's done. Churches all around. Gotta even watch out about the King James Version these days. We that do believe the King James Version and use it, when people are going out looking for churches and things, and one of the things that they will ask, and they should, but they need to go further, they'll say, do you use the King James Version here? And those preachers will say, yes. What they should have asked is, do you believe the King James Version is the only Word of God in English? Then you'll get a different answer. Because they only put on a front of believing the King James. They don't, every other version's okay too. Didn't tell you that. Oh yeah, they use the King James. Watch out. Trying to give you some red flags here. Go to Psalm 17, please. The book Psalm chapter 17. Psalm 17, verse 4. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. The devil always destroys. He's the destroyer. And he wants you on that wide road. He does not want you on the old path. That godly men down through the ages of history have been on. All of the heroes of the Bible, they were on the right path, brother. Get on the old path and stay there. No matter how many want you to get off of that path, don't do it. Look at verse 5 right there. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. It's very important for you to be on the right path. Teenagers especially, children, you teach them right from the get-go. Because you can tell when the kid's getting on the wrong path. That's going to end up in big trouble. Got to have to sit down and talk to them. Get them back on the old paths. Talking about Christian kids. Well, and pretty soon, let's try Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. We need to know about the old paths. We need to walk in the old paths. We need to ask for the old paths. Oh, give me the old-fashioned religion. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 13. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without no man, without which no man shall see the Lord. Important that you're in the right path. You get on the old path, brother, you can get healed. You can get things straightened out in your life. You're on the other road, they're just going to run right over you. They don't care about you or not. Your family. Important that we understand that. Look at verse 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is the old path. As for the old paths, the one that has the cross right in the middle of it, that's what the heroes of faith that's listed in chapter 11, just before he said that in chapter 12. That's what he's talking about. Psalm 23, verse 3, Betty. She's memorized Psalm 23.
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before thee in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen.
That Kentucky lady is not playing around.
Amen.
Praise God.
Did you notice verse 3? He will lead us in the paths of righteousness. No matter what this world does, no matter what your relatives do, no matter what your friends do, ask for the old paths, stay on it, don't get off of it. And there'll be blessings coming your way. With the normal persecutions everybody else, every other Christian gets too. You're not going to get out of this life unscathed. Don't look for that. You look for the power to go through what you have to go through. And that power is found on the old paths. There are numerous Baptist churches that have called their name that, Old Paths Baptist Church. Amen. How true it is. How about you this morning? Willing to sacrifice something for the Lord? Oh, it's nice to get blessings. How about us giving some blessings? This church belongs to God. Let's bless him. If you're not saved this morning, we're going to sing a hymn. I invite you to get up out of your pew and come down here to the front. I'll be down here to meet you. And this morning you can put your trust in Jesus Christ and know for sure you're going to heaven when you die. That's where the old path is. There is no other path. There is no other way. You have to make the decision about your soul this morning. Maybe there's other business you need to do with Christ this morning, Christian. This altar is open for you to be humble and kneel and get some right things right with God. That's why we're here. Worshiping God in this church this morning. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you might bless in the invitation right now, work in hearts and minds. May we do your will. Save the lost, revive the backslidden, in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your hymn books, please. I still haven't found a hymn better than 220. 220. Let's all stand as we sing number 220. You need to be saved, you come. You need to do business with God, you come. Pray that you will. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled?
No light in the darkness you see.
There is light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, the full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over us in the Lord hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, the full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. You need to be saved. Right now, you need to come and get saved. Settle it once and for all in your life. Christian, do what God has told you to do. And the third, his word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe them and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, its perfect salvation to sell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Amen, amen, amen. Enjoy your time, God's house. Learn something, be challenged. I pray it's been that for you. Because God wants you to have the blessings. He wants you to give you the truth. Don't forget tonight's service at 6 o'clock. We'll be here worshiping God again. Different message, obviously. Singing courses, thanks prayer tonight. Let's get it all done on the Lord's Day. This day belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
This day, pray that you will. Heavenly Father, send us on our way of rejoicing that we can walk in the old paths. Help us to be aware. Help us to be strong. Help us to be wise. Bless us as we go. It's in Jesus. Amen. God bless your fellowship together.
Amen.
Okay, we'll pray for God and see God.
Let you know. He'll let you know. He always does.
I will.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, good size. Well made that thing. Yeah, put the name in the front and maybe a word for tune and a date. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Yeah.
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 I don't know if I had
just starting to know, like, I had a little.
Yeah, I think he was here last time.
It's funny you mentioned that.
But it's hard for me to remember exactly.
Yeah, sure.
So I've always spoken to him, yes.
Yeah.
All of his life.
That was a good time yesterday.
Yeah.
Barbecue or a cookout.
That's our trunk.
So
right
now, that's
being small.
Even though he studied the bass trombone.
Maybe got any long games or something. I'll bring some steaks and throw.
A horseshoe or something.
Is this it?
Oh, there it is.
I hit it by mistake. Yeah. Okay.